Hello and welcome back to Proactive New York. Joining me today is Sean Severson from Water Tower Research. Sean, good to see you again. How are you?
Good to see you, Christine. How are you? Thanks for having me back.
I'm good. Thanks for asking. A new company we're talking about today that you have recently initiated coverage on. This company is called Crown Electrokinetics. Tell us about them.
Yeah, so Crown's a really interesting company. It's a smart glass company, and I think some of us are familiar with that. We've seen it in high-end automotives and, you know, some the ability basically to change the transparency of the glass to reflect heat and also for privacy. But it's a way to do this without blinds, essentially, and it's integrated into the window, or in Crown's case, a retrofit window insert. But, you know, the global smart glass market is big and very fast growing. It's, you know, 3.6 billion in 2020. And, you know, estimates are that's going to continue at a 10% rate. And so it's definitely part of the new performance technology, let's call it, when it comes to glass and vehicles and commercial buildings and residential. So very interesting. And as I mentioned, the company's product is called a smart window insert. And what that is powered by pigment-based film that they call dynamic tint, and which blocks unwanted heat and light by really transitioning between a clear, obviously transparent window, and you can obviously tint it, you know, to varying degrees. Now it's adjustable. It can be managed through a building management system, automated, or it can be run, or manually, let's say, adjusted. But it runs off solar power, so it doesn't require, you know, significant wiring or anything else to the buildings. And again, in being an insert, it's very compelling for retrofit, and we're going to talk about some of that. But you know, smart building retrofits have been going on for a long time now. You know, I used to work closely with the companies in there, like even Acuity, for example, which does lighting, all these things, LEDs and smart building systems and controlling HVAC and distributed power and microgrids. This has been underway for quite some time because it did generate an attractive ROI for the building owners. But the windows for retrofit were always not that compelling, because when you go in and replace a window, it's very expensive, right? And you can replace it with great technology and smart glass, but replacing the window is very expensive. And therefore, your ROIs are low on it, and should take a long time to, you know, to be generated. So, you know, this is interesting because it's a simple, low cost solution, which would enable windows to be addressed in retrofits. And windows are the biggest insulation gap in a building, as you can imagine. That's where you lose most of your heat or air conditioning or whatever you want to do, depending on the season. That is a big source for losses. So it's an important part of the building, just hasn't been historically targeted aggressively in retrofits.
Is that what you think the target market for the company is?
Yeah, it's really the retrofit and the commercial market. And really, you know, if you look around, obviously, I mean, you're in New York, look around, you know, every single one of those buildings would be a potential retrofit customer. And so new construction is a different market. They could be used some in new construction as well, but really they have such a huge opportunity in the market for retrofits. And there are some other great companies that are, you know, targeting the, you know, new construction and total windows, you know, smart window solutions. But, you know, the retrofit is great. And, you know, I think you really have to look at, you know, the existing solution. So, you know, in your office there, you probably have shades, right? So that's what most buildings use today, is you pull the shade up and down. And it's not very efficient. It can't be automated really. You know, you can to some degree, but, you know, really it's a tough, you know, it's a tough solution for blocking sunlight. And so this really begins to create a new way of doing this. And in the retrofit market, you know, again, because it's an aftermarket insert, this is really attractive. You can put this up and they have a study that shows that it can generate up to a 26% ROI. And, you know, that's attractive because you're reducing your HVAC costs and also making the environment more comfortable in the offices for the tenants and employees. And, you know, going back to this, the blinds and shades, that's an important aspect, because shades are replaced on average 7, 8, 9 years. They go through a replacement cycle, and, you know, they cost anywhere between, you know, call it $450 to about $700. So that's to replace a blind in a window. Now Crown prices its 5x5 smart window insert at $650 to $750. So if you look at this, cycle of changing blinds and you know upgrading or replacing blinds, you could at that point very easily instead use a Crown window insert, and it would and you're going to have a much higher ROI, and it's going to have a small premium relative to what you'd see in just replacing blinds. So it's a really interesting opportunity for the company to get into this cycle with building owners, and instead of replacing blinds, buy their insert.
So what does Crown's path to commercialization look like?
Yeah, so this has been a technology development, for a couple of years. So this is really now getting to the inflection point of commercialization. So there are a couple of things that the company has to do. First, as we mentioned, office buildings, they're targeting REITs. Those are their customers, as the obvious ones. And when you get in with the REIT, you may have, dozens or hundreds or thousands of buildings, that a REIT owns that would be targets for this. So by getting in with the REITs at the upper levels, they can, really attack large markets through a single REIT because of the square footage that REIT has in office buildings. Importantly, in 2020, in June of 2020, Hudson Pacific became a strategic investor. They're a large REIT. I think it shows confidence in the technology and the solution. And certainly it's a great investor to have as one of your, key target customers, right? And then in September of this year, they announced a move with the prop tech developer Metro Spaces. And this is really intriguing because it'll be their first showcase building that they'll be able to do. And this is their commercial deployment per se will be with this company Metro Spaces. And I think that's important because once you get that first one in there, you have a showcase building, you can get better data, you can show good examples of how it works in real world conditions. And the company's pursuing a lot of additional REITs right now, as you would imagine. And that brings you to the question of manufacturing. So they've been, like I said, they need to get to commercial scale manufacturing, and they're really out there now developing the market, targeting the REITs and deploying. So the other part that they need to address is the manufacturing side, and they're currently doing that. But pretty exciting for the company, it's hitting that inflection point, this year, and it was really this year, I should say, 2022, it's in that inflection point of deployment, and that moves, a technology into commercial solutions. And that's where the company is today.
So what do you think are some of their challenges? You mentioned potentially manufacturing.
Yeah, I think manufacturing is certainly key because they have to have a solution. They have to build a manufacturing facility basically start from scratch. How the machines work and the technology works for manufacturing, but they need to do it at scale. And obviously always, anytime you do something from pilot level, pilot scale to commercial scale, there are issues. So I think that's one of the biggest things that we need to watch closely is their ability to scale up their manufacturing. And the reason I think that's a bigger risk, I don't think it's really market risk, because the solutions are very attractive and it's on the forefront of customers as well. So, if you look at a typical customer here, they're either looking at it from an ESG point of view and that tenants want this, or they're looking at it from an ROI. So I don't think the selling is going to be an issue. I think the market will be there for them, but they're a small company and they need to continue to scale and grow into these, with these customers with larger REITs. And, it's a good problem to have, but one we need to watch.
Anything else you'd like to say about Crown before I let you go?
Yeah, I just want to go back to that idea of what's driving the demand. I think it's important to understand there are two things that a building owner looks at. And one is, all the talk about sustainability, carbon footprints, ESG, tenants like to know that they are in a lower impact building when it comes to carbon. You look at LEED certification, I encourage investors to go take a look at that to understand more about, how smart buildings work and energy efficiency and what LEED certification is. But tenants want to be there. So they're looking at their overall corporate footprint themselves. They want to be in a low carbon building and have that, have that as part of their corporate culture. The other part for the building owner is one, of course, being able to attract the more tenants and maybe get a slight premium to the square footage. But then two, that this simply creates an ROI for the building owners. So they can use the window insert. You don't need to replace anything, replace blinds, use a window insert. And then, you can see an ROI based on your HVAC, costs and how much energy you're using. So, it really has two different ways of selling itself to a potential customer. And I think that's important. And it's really intriguing because, there's a lot of other great smart glass glass companies out there, but to be able to do it in a retrofit is unique. And I think that's one something investors should really focus on is the ability of the company to target this retrofit market, because it's huge and it's a simple solution. The technology is not simple at all, but to the user of it, it is simple and it's easy to do and easy to install. And so I think it's got a great position, for riding this wave of ESG and corporate responsibility and tenant choice. And so again, the time is right. I say that a lot, but because I, cover sustainability, but many of these companies are getting great tailwinds, as consumer decisions, corporate decisions change, and Crown is going to be one of those to benefit from the retrofit side.
Sean, thanks a lot for telling us about Crown. Appreciate it.
Thank you. Glad to be here and look forward to catching up with you again, Christine.